You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
I want you to read with me tonight just a little bit of scripture. Let's read responsive reading. I'll begin in verse 1, and we'll just keep reading till I tell you to stop, so it could be a while, all right? Psalm 78, give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from... For he hath established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come. That they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. And might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart right, and whose spirit was not set in God. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle.
They have not forgotten their God, and refused to walk in his law.
And forgot his works, and his wonders which he had showed them. Marvelous things. He divided the sea, it caused him to pass through. He made the waters to stand as a heap in the daytime. He clave the rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink as out of the depths.
He brought streams also out of the rock and caused waters to run down like rivers.
And they sinned yet more against him, provoking the Most High in the wilderness. Now, I'm going to read verse 19 with you. There's so many great verses we have just read about passing down to your children. I'm not preaching on that tonight. Certainly, every person here ought to pass down the Word of God to your children. The children, you ought to receive the Word of God. Take it. Embrace it. But tonight, my verse comes from verse number 19, the latter part of the verse. Would you read it with me? Ready, begin. Yea.
They sinned against God. They said, can God furnish a table in the wilderness?
Dr. Harold Seitler preached that message about 50 years ago. Can God furnish a table in the wilderness? I've never heard the message. I'm going to try to listen to it this week. I did not want to listen to it. I know the subject matter. Can God? I want to say, Brother Joe, you might be able to correct me on this. I want to say that was not his message that night. Now, maybe it was. I believe he was preaching, and as he's preaching, and this has happened a few times to me, God just gives you a thought. And he got to that thought, and he said, can God? Can God? And he was from Greenville, South Carolina. He was a Christian gentleman. He's been gone for about 40-some years now. But Brother Lawman, I don't know if this is true, but I think he had a different message. I may be wrong. And I believe you're shaking your head. I think that's right. And I believe he got on this thing. Can God? Can God? Can God provide a table in the wilderness? God can. God can do anything. God, we sing him when I was a kid. God can do anything, anything, anything. God can do anything but fail. He can save. He can keep. He can cleanse, and He will. God can do anything but fail. He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. God can do anything, anything, anything. God can do anything but fail. God cannot fail because He is God. God can do in your life tonight what you need Him to do. God did it for Chris this week. That was a miracle that she could not have done. Bruce could not have done it. You could not have done it. I could not have done it. But God did it. Why? God has more work for her to task. God has more for her to accomplish. And Bruce needs her. And God just provided that. God did that, ladies and gentlemen. God can do anything. You dear folks that are listening online that are bedridden and shut in. Nancy Levy is a blind lady. She's taking care of her husband, Danny, in Ohio. She's a listener. She watches all the services. She wrote me this week, and she said, "Now, Pastor, I know Sister Jackie Van Dyke's name. She's never been here, but she knows I preach about Jackie Van Dyke. But what's Brother Van Dyke's name?" I always call him Brother Van Dyke. "Hey, Sister Nancy, his name is Alan, A-L-L-E-N, Alan Van Dyke." You know, God has been so good to that lady. There she is blind. There she is taking care of her sweet husband, and he's nearing the shore. And God's just working in her life. God could do anything. You're shut in. God can still use you. You have cancer. God can still use you. You're on life supports. God could still use you. And here tonight, God can do. He's the one that created the world. He's the one that created the sun, the moon, the stars. God can do anything. He raised the dead. He healed the lame, and he healed the blind, and he healed the deaf, and he healed the paralyzed. He healed this morning the maniac of Gadara. That was an impossibility, but He did it. God brought down the walls of Jericho, and God built up the wells around Jerusalem, and God raised Lazarus. God can do anything. Let's look at the scripture. Look what the scripture says. In verse number 13, verse 12, marvelous things He did in the sight of the fathers in the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan. He divided the sea and caused them to pass through, and He made the waters to stand on a deep. Hey, let me ask you a question. You answer, God can if He can. Can God open up, verse 13, the Red Sea? God, He can. God can open that up, and the children of Israel, 2 million of them, go across that Red Sea, and then God brings those 600 chariots of Pharaoh, and He brings them in the water, and then He pulls back the water. God can. God can. How about verse 14? How about verse 14? "And in the daytime, He led them with the cloud." Oh, that's so important, Brother Mike. I tell you why that's important. Because the land of Israel, the weather is just like our weather pattern here in the Silicon Valley. It's hot in the daytime. The sun rises and it heats up, and it's cool at night. And I tell you what, the children of Israel for 40 years is going to be wandering. God says, "You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put a cloud out there to shield you from that hot desert sun." God did that because God can. God can. God can do anything but fail. You know, here in this area, it could be 98 degrees, and you get in this area under a shade tree with a glass of sweet, half unsweet iced tea. With a couple slices of lemon in it. You get under a tree and you can just enjoy the weather. God said, "I'm going to put a cloud." Why? Because God can. He not only said that, but verse 14, He said, "In the daytime, He led them with the cloud, and with the night, a fire." God says, "At nighttime, it gets cold here. So I'm going to put a cloud, I'm going to put a fire up in the sky. And it's going to be a beautiful heater. It's going to heat your area so you can sleep." Why? Because God. Because God. God can. Look what the Bible says tonight in chapter number 78 and verse number 15. "And He cleaved the rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink as out of the depths. Hold your hand right there. Go back with me to Exodus 17, please. Exodus 17, real quickly. I got my eye on that clock. I can't see it, but I got my eye on it. And all the congregation of the children of Israel journeying in the wilderness of Sin after their journeys according to the commandments of the Lord and pitched in Rephidim. And there was no water for the people to drink. Wherefore the people did chide with Moses and said, give us water that we may drink. And Moses said to them, why chide ye with me? Wherefore ye tempt the Lord? And the people thirsted there for water. And the people murmured against Moses and said, wherefore is this that thou hast brought us out of this Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst? And Moses cried unto the Lord and said, what shall I do to this people? They almost be ready to stone me. And the Lord said unto Moses, go before the people and take with thee the elders of Israel and a rod where thou smotest the river, and go and thy hand, and go, and I will stand before thee there in the rock of Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come forth water out of it, and that the people may drink. And Moses did so, and the people of the elders of Israel, he smote the rock, and water came out. Hey, back to Psalm 78, verse 15. He cleaved the rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink out of the depths. Why? Because God can. God can do anything. How about verse number 25? And man did eat angels' food. And he sent them meat to full 6 days a week. 6 days a week he sent them food called manna. And every single day, Brother Kissel, God, every single day for 40 years, fed them with manna. Why? Because God can. You imagine feeding 2 million Jews? Manna every day, Brother Romero, every single day, God can. Not only that, but look what the Bible says in verse number 27. And he rained flesh upon them as dust. They complained. They got tired of the angels' food. We want flesh. And so they did eat and were well filled, for he gave them their own desire. But while they were restrained in their lust, the meat was still in their mouths, because they believed not, verse 20, 32, the wondrous works. You know, you stop, Brother Nolan, you stop, I stop, God's people here stop believing the works of God, that God can. God can do anything. Our political system in America is a mess right now. The Supreme Court, the judges, the federal laws, the Democrats, the Republicans, they're all crazy. But it's going to just take a miracle from God to touch it. A miracle from God to touch America. They're protesting on the streets. Let them protest, because God can do anything. It's churches like this that are keeping their doors open and preaching the gospel, because God can. Can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Can God provide flesh? Can God provide manna? Can God provide a cloud? Can God provide a fire? Can God provide for the children of Israel? I want to tell you that God can. And he can. Look what the Bible says. You're doing well. Verse 38. And being full of compassion, he forgave their iniquity. Here's a good thought. Can God forgive sin? God can. How many here, and we're just going to be honest between you and me right now, how many here in this room have never sinned? You have never, ever sinned. You are sinless. Would you raise your hand? I've never sinned. How many have sinned this last week? I won't ask you to raise your hand, but you're raising them. We all sin. But God said, I'll forgive you your sin. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us, that's perpetual, from all unrighteousness. Why? Because God can. He hung on the cross. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. He did that for you. God can forgive. God, man may but not be able to forgive you. Relatives may not be able to forgive you. You may not be able to forgive yourself, but God has already forgiven you. Look in verse number 44, and he turned the rivers into blood. Remember that when they were leaving Egypt? And verse 45, and he sent them flies among which devoured them. Remember the flies at Pharaoh's day that came and bothered them? And flies, and they're swatting flies. Flies are everywhere. Hey, look at that same verse. And the frogs. I'm always amazed that Pharaoh, Moses came and says, get rid of the frogs. When do you want me to get rid of the frogs, Brother Ramers? And he said, you're right, tomorrow. Who wants to live with frogs another night? You open up the oven, they're inside the oven. You get out to use the restroom in the middle of the night, you walk on frogs, they're everywhere. And he says, tomorrow will be fine. Oh no, not me, I want the frogs out of there. How could God cover the earth with frogs in that region of Egypt? Because God can. God can do anything. How about what the scripture says? And he gave them the increase of a caterpillar and a locust. God sent the caterpillar, God sent the locust, and God can. And he, verse 48, and he gave up their cattle to hail and their flocks to hot thunderbolts. And God did that. Why? Because God can. And verse 51, and he smote the firstborn in Egypt and the chief of the strength of their tabernacles. And God did that. God smote the firstborn of all living animals and individuals. God did it that night. Because he's trying to get their attention. Verse 53, and he led them on safely that feared not, but the sea overwhelmed the enemies. But God can do this. What's your life in need of tonight? What are you in need of? What am I in need of? I have so many needs tonight. If I'd begin to tell you, you wouldn't believe the needs that I bear in my heart tonight. Heavy needs, impossible needs. Only God can meet them. I'm not telling one person on planet Earth my needs, but only God can meet them. Why am I preaching? God can, because I need it tonight. Brother Austin, I just saw you. I remember singing that song right over here. 70 years ago, really, God can do anything. God can do anything but fail. You know, Brother Travis, I didn't know what God was putting in my heart 70 some years ago when I learned that song. I didn't know that it would be such a minister to my heart tonight. He can save. And about a year later, he saved me. He can cleanse, and he cleansed me. And he will, God can do. Pat Carr, you remember singing that song? Sure you do. Nora, well, she remembers 150 years ago. Nora does. She's from music country. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. God can do anything. Can God furnish a table in the wilderness? God can, because he's already proved it can.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.